So the turnout at Trump's rally was less than stellar. And there is a call by Democrats and leftists and people who just don't like Trump, the Never Trumpers, that TikTok, the Chinese app frequented by Gen Zers, had a major role to play in it. This is from Bloomberg Business or Bloomberg Politics here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, just to give you a background on it.
TikTok users are taking partial credit for this, a less than full arena at President Donald Trump's first political rally in months. Users on the popular video sharing app said in posts and videos that they completed the free online registration for the Trump rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma on Saturday with no intention of going. The New York Times reported that Korean pop music fans were also encouraging people to do the same. Prior to the event, Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale, said there had been more than 1 million ticket requests for the event. However, the 19,000-seat arena had many empty seats on Saturday night. Tulsa's fire department said 6,200 people attended. That led Trump critics to quickly declare the social media campaign a victory on Saturday night. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat, said, quote, "You just got rocked by teens on TikTok," in response to a tweet by Parscale blaming the media for discouraging attendees and citing bad behavior by demonstrators outside. While former Republican strategist Steve Schmidt, an outspoken critic of Trump, tweeted, quote, "My 16-year-old daughter and her friends in Park City, Utah, have hundreds of tickets. You have been rolled by America's teens." The Trump campaign said entry was on a first-come, first-served basis and that no one was issued an actual ticket. In a statement to Reuters, a Trump campaign spokesman said, quote, "Leftists always fool themselves into thinking they're being clever. Registering for a rally only means you've RSVP'd with a cell phone number. But we thank them for their contact information."
So there's a lot to unpack here, right? There's also reports that one of the entrances was shut down due to protesters, which may have had an impact. Maybe yes, maybe no. There's also the thing we have to bring in that a lot of Trump supporters are elderly, maybe didn't want to go because of COVID fears. Have to put that in there as well. So all of those, things aside, a lot of those aside, let's focus on what the media is focusing on and these idiot millennials on social media are focusing on. The TikTok teens. My sweet TikTok teens, they write. We'll see you in November. Hey, you dummy. Most of these kids can't vote. And if they do, they don't have time to go vote. They don't want to. Bernie supporters, all young, never came out to vote for him. Like how he got crushed in Michigan. People forget that. But this idea, let me break it down again. Gen Z is the generation that's grown up with internet trolling, internet bullying, all of these other things that my generation, I don't know if I'm a millennial, genennial, whatever I'm called. They keep moving the dates on me. I'm either Gen X, this weird one in between, or millennial, whatever I am. I'm almost Mike Gundied, right? I'm a man. I'm almost 40. So the idea that this generation hates Trump. Maybe the people that started it did, right? Maybe the people that started it did hate Trump. Let's say that. But you have to understand, more people, this became the thing to do. This became the thing to do. And as it continued, it built up more and more steam, and it just became, oh, I got 3 tickets, look at me. And then it became a competition. I got 10 tickets. I got 15 tickets. So all these leftists who think that they've Excuse me, what do you think? Political correspondent Bain, can you give me an analysis on the TikTok users?
Thank you. See, leftists think TikTok is their ally. Generation Z was born in it, molded by it.
That's right, thank you. Generation Z will troll anybody for the chance to troll them. It's not a political statement.